Can y'all hear me in the back? Okay. Let's stand for a pledge and an invocation.
Sensitive to a lot of the concerns that the commissioners had. And, Carl was not only the commissioners, but the elected officials. And it was a good effort.
Well, thank you. And we want to say a word about our employees who've gone a good while without a raise and very little, if any, complaining. I haven't heard one person complain, but I know they could complain, but anyway, I want to thank them for being patient, and it's not like we're showering them with a big windfall this year. We're just barely making, a difference. But I'm glad that we were able to make that little bit of difference, and hopefully, it will not be as long this next time. All right. Well, I will open this meeting. This is a budget hearing. And we're here today to hear your comments about budget items, if there are any. So I will open it up. Anyone in the audience like to say something? Sheriff? Thank you, Sheriff. Anyone else in the audience or at the table? Carl? I'm happy with that one.
I've never seen it done that way.
Okay. that truck expenditure was what, 22? Well, I mean, and that's a known. You know that's going to be spent.
Well, that's what he's anticipating.
You've already ordered it, I guess.
I'm going to put that in that. It's going to be a carryover. I actually have it for this year, but they're not going to have it ready to the 1st of December. So I told Carl I was going to put it in capital outlay, but it would be a carryover. I was trying to go ahead and get it and get it paid for this fiscal.
Yeah, I've got one more comment. The only comment that I want to make is I am concerned about a particular item on this budget that's going to be an ongoing deal unless this court decides to go in a different direction, and that is related to our defined benefit employee retirement plan. The numbers continue to creep up as far as the annual contribution. I think that it's 10.5% this year was the number that we were given, up from 9-something. I know that for years and years we were at 7-8%, and I know that I don't understand all of this, but I know that there are a lot of factors that contribute to this, one being poor performance of the stock market, low interest rates, decisions in years past to increase that plan for the maximum benefit, but we continue to see these increases. And I would like to see this court, I don't want to change the plan of the existing employees, but I would certainly like to see us consider the idea of changing new employees over to a different type of retirement plan, of a defined contribution plan, where we know exactly year after year how much is going to be contributed. The kind of plan that we have right now is becoming very rare in this world, and it's something that once you define those benefits, you don't have a whole lot of control as far as what it costs you. But it is a big ticket item that can continue to grow and make a significant impact on the expense side of this equation. So I just want to plant that thought that I don't want to make a change to existing employees, but I'd sure like to consider us making a change going forward. All right. I guess we can entertain a motion.
I make a motion we accept the budget.
All right, motion has been made by Commissioner Hockaday to accept the budget for the 2012-2013 year, and I have a second by Commissioner Fields. All those in favor of approval say aye.
Aye.
I'm not sure we can do that.
That's just a hearing.
It's just a hearing.
Just a hearing. We'll actually do the approval part next week.
It just says propose on the deal.
Just a hearing. All right.
Action.
You won't see benefits, but at least you stop the. And I agree with you. I agree with you, and I understand that. And most of that's true with most of the big ticket items on our budget. It takes a while to steer that ship in a different direction. But sure. Right now we have a defined benefit plan, which means we define, or we tell the plan administrator how much we want that employee to receive when they come out of retirement. And then we tell them, you do the calculations each year and you tell us how much we need to put in now so that Sheriff Ingram receives X dollars when he retires, as opposed to a defined contribution plan where we say, we are going to contribute X percent of your salary into a retirement plan vehicle. And depending upon interest rates, stock market performance, what type of fund that money is put into, the what is unknown is how much that retirement amount will be when you come out of retirement. No, it's not. Like if you had you've heard the term a 401k, where people just put money into it each year, or an IRA, well, they may put, you know, a flat $1,000 year after year after year. They don't really know when they retire at 65 how much is going to be in that fund and how much they can take out of it. We've defined how much we're going to put in. We're not sure how much we're going to get out. We have just the opposite. But neither is there an upside limit. It may do better, and you would hope that it would.
Then, and it also may be to do worse, if, especially if you're involved in the stock market with your benefits. They have some money. They have some money in the stock market.
They got something, because I keep reading all these government books, and it's not a good idea to get into that.
Well, and some plans allow the employee to decide what kind of a fund do I want my money in. Something ultra-conservative, something not very conservative, you know, the employee can have some say-so in that. It's a very different philosophy from what we're all used to, but nonetheless, it's one that, you know, warrants discussion. Anything else related to the budget? All right, well, let's move on to item two, and you'll recall each year we talk about the Vine Grant, and this is what I consider to be a very important thing. It enables family members to be notified or to be able to find out if and when a relative that has been incarcerated is getting out of prison. It's a safety measure, and I'm sure I'm not explaining it to the full extent, but we want to continue to participate in this as we have in the past, and it's that time of the year where I sign this document, and I simply need your approval to continue on participating with the, it's now called the SAVNS. The Statewide Automated Victim Notification Service. That's changed slightly from the old VINE, Vine Grant. But again, this notifies appropriate people when incarcerated folks are turned loose.
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Boggs and a second by Commissioner Hinton. All those in favor? Any discussion?
Well, I just
most importantly. Yeah, that they're the number one person we're trying to protect. All right, motion and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, and thank you. All right, there being no further business.
Adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Hockaday, second by Commissioner Boggs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you.